Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
This doesn't even seem right. According to some science, greeting cards can cost anything from 50 cents to $10. And it says the average price of a greeting card falls between $2 and $4, which can't be accurate.
That's not accurate at all.
Every time
anymore.
I pick up a card and I turn it over, I'm like, this is a nice one. It's like
$7.99.
Forget it if it's got a sing to me or it lights up or something. Now all of a sudden it's like $14.99.
My wife's anniversary card was $17.99.
Like, what a waste of money.
$17.99. It had one of those like wax seals, like, yeah, you know, they used to send like from a king or something like that. Game of Thrones.
Right.
A raven would bring it.
Yeah. Santa and Raven. I 100% have always had an issue as the greeting cards have come more expensive. I'm like, this is a waste of money.
Right. And if you go get the dollar cards, let's be fair, the dollar jokes, not as good as the $8 jokes. The dollar sentiment, yep, not as good as the $8 sentiment.
It's true. It's like they put all like the D-level greeting card writers working for 99 cents.
You're cool versus something nice. Like, the sentiment is just not there to be really nice.
So here's what we did. We're going to let you go buy that 99 cent card, or better yet, just get a piece of loose leaf out of a notebook. Yeah. Fold it in half. And Raven wrote three poems that you can write yourself inside the card and save all that money.
You know, the truth is, I'm pretty good at this stuff.
I know you are.
I got to be honest. Yeah. So I've given you a couple different options here. Three options, as you said. And they're good for different age groups and different types of relationships that you have with your dad, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Variation number one. Dad, you're the best. You've got the hairiest chest. You're really strong. Whenever you find one of my things where it doesn't belong, you pick it right up. You make the best grilled steak, and if something around the house should break, you fix it with a strip of duct tape.
Yay!
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you.
That was definitely worth $9.99. Right?
I mean, it's over 99 cents.
And it's like sometimes you open that and there's only like six words on one side.
Right.
That you could write really big, and it's like you really wrote it from your
heart. I mean,
you
could do one of those accordion style cards if you wanted to.
Right.
Here we go. Option number two.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I know we don't always say it, but any way you play it, Dad's clearly my favorite. Dad doesn't have rules like Mom. In fact, he's the bomb. Dad gives the dog extra treats, lets me stay up, not sleep, and even taught me the Karate Kid leg sweep. Love you, Dad. You're the best.
Yay! That one was worth $12.99.
Not bad. Here's the one for the older kid.
Okay.
Love you, Pop. Thanks for the tickle fights, dad jokes, and great advice. Like that time you told me that my prom date really wasn't that nice. I should have listened when you told me to take that job and when you let me know that I looked like a slob. But I think I've kind of turned out all right, and it's because all of your foresight. Thanks so much, Dad. I love you.
That one wasn't as good as the other one.
Are you serious? Well, I missed the last line. It was supposed to be, and it's all because of my daddy's foresight. That would have been better.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, overall, I think you could probably, like, work for the paper store.
Yeah.
Like, you should definitely be a greeting card writer.
If the paper store is open and if they're hiring
And if they're still hiring writers. Yeah, there's that.
Right. Happy Father's Day.